Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hey guys, welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. My privilege and treat to have you with me. I assure you that it is truly my honor to share with you the good news of Jesus. Speaking of Jesus, I guess I could say that every day because that's always the topic here of the DDP. Let's look at Jesus through a different lens today, the lens of the I Am, a phrase that for a lot of us is a description of God in the Old Testament. That's because when Moses asked God, "How do I answer the children of Israel when they ask me who sent me?" And God said, "I am that I am." And that really becomes God's name in that passage, translated in the Hebrew as Haya, meaning to be or to exist. And God is saying that He just is. There's really no other explanation as to how He became or how He got to be. He just is what He is. The revelation of the name of God was not given to Moses to tell Pharaoh. I mean, when Pharaoh asks the same question to Moses, Moses says, "The God of the Hebrews has met with us. Let us go." There's no need to prove God exists to Pharaoh because he's not under the covenant. For Israel, though, they know the story of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. They're looking for a revelation of who this God is. So the establishment of I Am doesn't last long. We don't see God calling himself I Am again. Instead, he calls himself Jehovah just 3 chapters later in Exodus 6. And Jehovah in the Hebrew tongue means the existing one. And elsewhere it's rendered by the English spelling of capital L-O-R-D using all caps. Its reference is to the God of the covenant. And every time it's used, it harkens back to the fact that God is not only powerful, but he's faithful in honoring covenant. Well, following the encounter with the woman caught in the act of adultery, Jesus gives the discourse on himself being the light of the world. And he tells the Pharisees that they are of their father, the devil. And he continues by explaining that if a man keeps his sayings, John 8:51, he shall never see death. Well, that infuriates the Jews because they know Abraham and the prophets were great men, but they're dead, and they feel that Jesus is setting himself up as greater than everyone that preceded him. Listen to John 8:56. Jesus says, "Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad." And then Jesus says the Jews say in the next verse, "You're not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham?" Now, by claiming that Abraham had seen Jesus' day, Jesus can only be insinuating one of two things. Either he claims to be hundreds of years old, having lived in the actual time of Abraham, or he claims he's God, having seen Abraham with his own eyes. Now, remember what Jesus said in verse 38. "I speak what I've seen with my Father, and you do what you've seen with your Father." So Jesus answers them in John 8:58 and says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am." Now, remember this, the New Testament was written in Greek, so the words are not going to be exactly the same. But can you guess what I am means in the Greek? Well, if you guessed to be or to exist, then you're exactly right. Jesus, who would be speaking in Hebrew to a group of Jews, uses the phrase Haya, which everyone standing there knows is what God called himself to Moses. This is Jesus saying, "I am." So you have a decision to make. You have to decide for yourself if Jesus was and is God in the flesh or if he's just psychotic. Because there's really no other explanation. I mean, if he was who he claimed to be, then it was Jesus saying to Moses. Yes, I said that right. It was Jesus saying to Moses, "I am that I am." And I believe it. And so for those of us who believe, he is still the great I am. That's something good to chew on. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.